Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, September 3rd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: get ready for vaccine distribution, futures take a breather, and U.S. debt to exceed size of the economy. Leading today's news: prepare for a COVID-19 vaccine to be ready by November 1st, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention declared, notifying public health officials in all 50 states and 5 large cities to prepare for distribution. Technical specifications were given for two candidates, dubbed Vaccine A and Vaccine B, including requirements for shipping, mixing, storage, and administration. The details appear to match vaccines being developed by Pfizer and partner BioNTech, as well as Moderna, which both require two shots 28 days apart. Pfizer has also stated publicly that it is on track to seek an emergency use nod as early as next month. In other news, traders look set to pair the robust gains seen on Wall Street this week after a rally that lifted the Dow above 29,000 for the first time since February. Some signs of profit-taking were already in the air, as high-flying names like Apple and Tesla fell 2% and 5.8% respectively on Wednesday, though the losses only curbed significant YTD gains for each stock. On the economic calendar, reports today include the latest jobless claims, July's trade balance, revisions to Q2 productivity and labor costs, and the ISM's non-manufacturing PMI for August. The Congressional Budget Office projects a federal budget deficit of $3.3 trillion in 2020, more than triple that of 2019's shortfall, mostly from the economic disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and the ensuing legislative response. In the fiscal year that begins on October 1st, federal debt held by the American public is also projected to reach or exceed 100% of U.S. GDP for the first time since World War II. That would put the U.S. in an exclusive club of nations including Japan, Greece, and Italy, which all have debt loads that exceed their economies. Leading gains across Europe, France's CAC 40 climbed 2% as the country unveiled a 100 billion euro dose of stimulus to get the economy moving again. GDP contracted 14% following pandemic-induced lockdowns in Q2. The French relaunch plan will narrow on boosting supply and encouraging investment, as well as wage subsidies and a 10 billion euro tax cut for industry production next year. It's not the only news boosting European equities this morning. Over in Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel's ruling bloc backed plans allowing for extraordinary deficit spending in 2021. Several European nations, including the UK, France, and Italy, have gone ahead with implementing digital services taxes on big tech as negotiations with the US fell apart months ago. As the new taxes come into force, US tech giants have responded by passing on some of the costs. Apple has announced it will raise charges for developers on the local app stores. Google is increasing fees for all ads bought in the UK, and Amazon is upping costs for third-party sellers by 2%. In the latest round of India app bans, the 118 mostly China-based apps are prejudicial to sovereignty and the integrity of India, as well as security and public order, the country's Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said in a statement. It follows multiple rounds of high-level military talks with Beijing that failed to end the recent standoff over the two nations' disputed border. Included in the bans are versions of Tencent's popular game PUBG, Xiaomi's ShareSave, Baidu's apps, and Ant Group's Alipay. Netflix has signed a production deal with Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, after they stepped away from the British royal family and moved to California. They have a multi-year agreement to produce nature series, documentaries, and children's programming. However, Markle, who most recently starred in Suits, will not be acting. The deal is of a piece with the one Netflix struck with former President Barack Obama and wife Michelle, which established a slate of programming the Obamas would then produce for the streaming giant. Juul Labs is planning another significant round of layoffs after cutting about one-third of its 3,000 workers earlier this year, the Wall Street Journal reports. Plagued by regulatory crackdowns and investigations into its marketing practices, the e-cigarette maker may also pull out of Europe and Asia to combat a sharp drop in sales. In the first quarter of this year, Juul reported a loss of $46 million on sales of $394 million, weighing on the returns of the startup's biggest investor. Altria took a 35% stake in 2018 at a price that valued Juul at $38 billion, though that figure has shrunk to $12 billion. On a mature unicorn hunt, Bill Ackman's Pershing Square Tontine Holdings has been rebuffed by Airbnb, according to a Bloomberg report. Pershing Square Tontine 6 weeks ago raised a SPAC record $4 billion in an IPO. Other possibilities for Ackman? Perhaps Bumble, which is said to be preparing an IPO in the $6 to $8 billion valuation range, or Robinhood, which recently raised $200 million at an $11.2 billion valuation and has massively shaken up the brokerage industry. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow is set to open flat, with the rest of U.S. futures, crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin set to open in the red. On today's economic calendar, jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.